dinei netilas yadayim. Avoy chav gimel seifim. The dinei netilas yadayim is a bit complicated, especially in the morning when you wake up. There's different reasons given for netilas yadayim. Just a brief overview, as they say, of the simen. There's the ruach ra. The ruach ra we had already does not stop you actually from davening or from making brachas, but you got to get rid of it. The Zohar is very marked, but you should get rid of it as soon as possible. That's only going to come off with water and three times. So that's ruach ra reason. Then you have a reason in the Rosh that during the night, inevitably, for sure, you touch makomos mechusim beguf, and therefore chazal when the sakein that you should wash natilas yadayim before shachris as a way of being menake the hands, and masakin it with water, and perhaps with a kli, perhaps with a revias. We'll be learning about that. But the reason is pashut for nikias, and there's a takona to do it by really all tfilos according to the Rosh, and to make on the tilos adayim actually. And then you have the Rashba's reason that you wake up in the morning, you're a bria chadosha, as we had in Siman Aleph, you're supposed to take it seriously that you wake up ready to do avodas boro. So you wake up, you're like a kayan getting up to do the avoda, and you have to wash your hands, poshut like the Rashba explains, like a kohen washes his hands in the base mikdash when he prepares himself for the avod of the day. So there's all sorts of permutations and combinations when you have these three reasons: what needs a bracha, what doesn't need a bracha, what happens if you're up all night, what happens if you sleep all day, what happens if you get up in the middle of the night and stay up for 2 hours and go back to sleep and then you wake up again, what happens if you wake up in the morning and you're going to learn for 2 hours before davening, and it's before Alos HaShachar and it's after Alos HaShachar. It's all very complicated dinam actually. Yirchatz Yodov, the Mechaber says, V'yivarech HaNatilas Yodoyim Mishnah Brura Yesh Al Zeh Shnei Ta'amim. He's not talking about here the Ruach Ra, because that doesn't necessitate a bracha. He's talking about the Rosh and Rashba's reason. A Rosh Kotel Lefisha Yodayim Shalot the Maskoni is saying V'yesh Shalika B'bosar Matunov B'layla L'zeh Tiknu Chazal, meaning the covered places of the body. And this would be about all tfilos, really. You're born anew. Supposed to be in a good mood when you wake up. So you're ready to do avodas Hashem. All the brachas, they're not technically brachas hanenin, they're really brachas that are made because out of an appreciation of a new day, you're a new bria, you're facing a new opportunity today. So every day you say Pokeach Ivrim, and every day Mal Bisharumim, and every day Matar Asurim, because every day is a new opportunity to serve Hashem in all of these ways, and you appreciate that Hashem made it possible for you, and as you go through the Birchos HaShachar. So Al Netilas Yadayim is one of those brachas. L'hiskadesh b'kedusha so, b'litol yodenu min hakli, k'koin shemekadesh yodov min hakiyor, kodim avodoso. V'lahalocha anu tovsim k'shnei hata'omim l'chumra l'inyan netila, u'kedulakamon b'zeh ha'simen. Whenever either reason applies, we wash, but we don't necessarily make a bracha unless both reasons apply. As we'll see, very few people, maybe the grub people, I'm not quite sure, make a bracha before they daven mincha and meirav. They wash their hands and they say on the tilas yadayim. Maybe, I'm not sure. V'imloy birach on the tilas yadayim koydim atfila, shuv lo yivarech acher hatfila l'kuli alma. Very important sentence that has a lot of ramifications. The Mishnah Brura says a ramification about after davening. The point is that even according to the Rashba, according to the Rosh, of course, the takana was to wash your hands before you daven. Even according to the Rashba, that it's sort of like a birchas hashachar, and you're facing the day, and it's al netilas yadayim like a kohen washing in zizman hakiyor, but they hooked it up to tefillah. It does not stand independent of tefillah. No such thing. You can make avnoisim lasech vivino lafka b'yom v'leilah in the middle of the day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You didn't make that bracha. You can make it, but you can't make al netilas yadayim even according to the Rashba only in the context of tefillah hashachar, which gives rise to a host of problems or a host of questions, I should say, when you wake up early and you're not ready to daven yet, when exactly do you make on the Tilush Adoyim? Maybe we'll get to it today. It's a very big Asik and Halacha. There's a huge Bir Halacha, which if you turn the page, I don't know if we have the same print, but on Daf Ches Amud Beis, in my print at least, there's a huge Bir Halacha that discusses that, and it's a whole Asik and Halacha. Halacha L'maisa, when do you make on the Tilush Adoyim? Baruch Hashem, for a lot of the Olam here, it's a good Shaila. Because a lot of the Olam here now is up for a good 2 hours before davening. And I'm not sure when they make on the Tilush Adoyim or when they make Birchas HaShachar, but at least we'll learn about when they should be doing it. Okay, so cut and base. The Yivarech, so Yirchatz Yadov, so we learned in the Mishnah Berurah the two basic reasons. The Yivarech on the Tilush Adoyim, Umiyad Achar HaNatila Yivarech. You can't make the bracha before. This is one of the things that you can't make Oidol HaSiyosim because you're not ready to make a bracha before. For the same reason, according to the Rosh, why you're washing your hands in the first place. And those machmirim hold the also levarach biyadayim shiruach roa shor alayem avodas haposkimein. Okay, as we had in Siman Aleph, ruach roa does not stop a bracha. Also, many of you may wash 4 times to get off, because the gra holds 4 times, the 4th time getting off the water with ruach ra. So also the niguv is not necessary. But it's all not nigeya, because you can make the bracha even before drying your hands in any event. He's talking here about ruach ra business. The truth is the hakpada on getting rid of that ruach ra as soon as you can comes from the Zohar, it does not come from the Gemara. So indeed in the Gemara it's mashma that you're touching your clothing before you've washed your hands. So the Gemara lo mashma came, but we wouldn't do it because you want to get rid of that ruach ra as soon as possible. You don't want to transfer the ruach ra to the clothing.
This might be later, but
Before you dry your hands. Yeah. Isa bebrachos daf nun aleph. Al tito chaluk chashachris miyad hashamash v'tilbash v'shum sakonos mazikim. No, I don't know what that means. Eliyat leu be'atzmo mimokom shehusham. Don't use your butler, your valet, to hand you your clothing. Bafilu also hashamash kvar not al yadav. Amina begemora arachet odem ponav yadav ratla b'chol yom mishum kvod kono. A wonderful Gemara there about Rabbi Akiva says, I'm going to serve my master, I'm going to wash myself off. I know some people, roommates, who might argue with this in yeshiva. So you make on the Tilush Adoyim when you wash your hands in the morning. We still haven't dealt with the problem exactly where. Talking about the basic halakha, Rosh, Rajba, you wash your hands in the morning, Lamarka the Islay, and you make on the Tilush Adoyim. What?
Where?
We'll get to it. Agav Yesh Omrim, some say, Gam Asher Yotzar, that you make Asher Yotzar as part of the Seder HaBrachos, that you're a Briya Chadosha and you're thanking Hashem and you're ready, you know, you're starting the day new. But we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that we are not knowing like that. In other words, it's usually not nogeya, because most people have to relieve themselves when they wake up in the morning, so they anyway can't make a bracha if they have to go to the bathroom. But al kaponim, theoretically, there's the Ramah that Asher Yotzar is also Birchas HaShachar without going to the bathroom. But we'll see now the Mishnah Berurah about that, and now we'll start learning about when you do everything. That's part of it. Lo and behold, a bracha for the guf, a bracha for the neshama. The Yesho Tamim Acherim, that it's appropriate to make Asher Yotzar in the morning without going to the bathroom. Ayein Ba'achronim. Because of a pre-begotten Mulatiyatam, the Briya Chadosha, Imoyanir Kol Alayla, the Oz Lo Nasa Briya Chadosha Baboker, En Yochol Avarach Asher Yotzar Mlo Yotzar Tzrochav. Not so Nogeyos, because we anyway don't. Yesho, okay. Yesho Omrim. Dim hishtim balayla. You wake up 2 a.m, right? You go to the bathroom. Happens all the time. Yuchal, some say, Yuchal lismok le'inyan birkas ha-shayotzer al ha-shayotzer de-shachris. You don't necessarily have to make a yashayotzer immediately. You can be samech on what you'll be making in the morning. But Tzarechi and Ladina, the Mishnah Berurah, does not like that shita. If you can indeed do that, not make yashayotzer and be yotzer with the mornings. And he's talking about the mornings that you're making without having gone to the bathroom. So that's the cheshbon of that mandiyomar. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it anyway to wait and to delay making a bracha that you really mechuyev to make. Gam pomim rabos yikre. So now you lost an Asher Yotzar, because now you have to make it for twice, so you lost one. Because you already have a different relieving yourself to make a broch Asher Yotzar on. We'll see later, because the Zayim of Mishnah Berurah have gotten out of the Yereshimayim. Therefore, Yachner Alatzmo. He's talking about a person that's sleeping naked, or even if you have pajamas, maybe if you know, we'll see. What am I talking about? You have to wash your hands. You went to the bathroom. So first of all, you might have ruach ra on your hands, because there are shittos that there's another shaila about ruach ra, right? If it's night, or if it's sleeping, or if it's sleeping by night. So if it's sleeping by night, and you sleep more than a half hour, you have your ruach ra. You wake up 2, 3, 4 in the morning, go to the bathroom. So first of all, you have to be careful. You should wash your hands if you have time, because you have ruach ra on your hands, according to one shita. Second of all, if you don't have time and you're in a rush, make sure you don't touch. You have to be very careful. You have ruach ra on your hands. We'll see later. There's a big akpada not to touch a mokum nekev or even around there when you have ruach ra on your hands. Okay, you went to the bathroom. V'yitol yodav, wash your hands. You don't have to make a bracha. You have to wash your hands out from the kiosk. You went to the bathroom. The yilbash michnasayim o yachgor b'shar dover l'hafet bin liba l'erva. The assumption is, Mishnah Berurah's time, they slept naked. So the assumption is, right, to make any bracha, you have to be mafsik bin liba l'erva. So we lit v'shar soymuch on the elastic in many of our clothing. So if you have pajamas with an elastic and you're litvish, you can be samech on that too. Maybe the chassidim have a gartel near the bathroom. They whip it out and put on a gartel. What? Whoa, we'll learn about when you need it. You have to wash your hands. Pashtus not. If you want to get rid of the ruach ra, then you have to use a cup. Some shittos are, can't do everything in one shear. Some shittos hold, you always have to use a cup. But pashtus not. That's the pashtus. What?
You do the other time in the nighttime.
Yeah.
Then you still say on the tefillah in the morning?
Yeah, you're not making on the tefillah shadayim here because you're going back to sleep.
But there's no ruach ra in the morning.
You're not making on the tefillah shadayim because of ruach ra. On the tefillah shadayim is because of bria chadasha, or because you're going to daven and your hands are not in the kiosk, and chachamim were misakein a special din to wash your hands before you daven. That's why you're making on the tefillah shadayim. Ruach ra does not call for on the tefillah shadayim. It does not stop you from making other brachas, and it doesn't call for al-matila shadoyim. So here, if you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you really have to make sure you wash your hands, make sure there's something, ben libel erva, maybe if you have pajamas or underwear, and you have elastic, you can be saimach on that probably. Achira be'ez ha-bracha laharchik me'ovich al me'ar aglayim, arba amos, and mu'omit b'chedra, we don't have that problem. In mahoya ha'ovit b'yuchad lazeh, this is already dinim if you urinate into a kli. So if it's a miyuchadika kli, you can't make a bracha near it. And if it's not miyuchad, then dai bahatolos or vias mayim, etocha meiraglayim, b'chol pam upam shemashdi. Okay, so, vafilo lo osa tzrochov, darotu l'stalek min asofek, yizor laso tzrochov, taketh achar she'eira mayim al yodav sholosh pa'omen. Okay, he said the best way to do it is like this. You wake up in the morning. You want to get rid of the ruach ra, step one. Maybe you have negel vasa by your bed, maybe you don't. You say mechan the shmua that the gra said, it's not so imperative nowadays. Maybe you stand, don't do it. You say mechan kalab, whatever. You wash negel vasa. Then you make your way to the bathroom. Most normal people do that. The Yivarach Asher Yotzar. In other words, and that's your Asha Yotzar for the day. In other words, don't be soimach on the Ramah that you make Asha Yotzar without going to the bathroom. You wake up in the morning, and the Mishmur is about to say, you anyway probably can't make Asha Yotzar right away because you have to go to the bathroom, most people. So you wake up when you go to the bathroom anyway. So then you make Asha Yotzar after you went to the bathroom anyway. So the whole din is kemat moot to most people. Most people. The Tov Yotzar Shalo Yivarech. Oh. Now, theoretically, if you're going to daven right away, and you don't have an urge to go to the bathroom, so when you wash your hands this three times to get off the ruach ra, you would also make on the tilas shadayim if you're now going to get dressed and go daven. So this is your preparation for davening, so you'd make your on the tilas shadayim now. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is assuming. So now he says, but you know something? The Tov Yosef Shalom Yavarech Afilu Bichos Natila Shadayim Adachar Natila Shniya Shinot Lachar Tziyosim Yibes HaKisei Ubeprat, especially in Hoyatzorach. You know why? Because according to the Rosh, if you make on the Tilas Yadoyim when you wake up and then you go to the bathroom before you daven, you got a problem according to the Rosh. That according to the Rosh, you probably would have to make on the Tilas Yadoyim again, because now you went to the bathroom and you're washing your hands in preparation for Shachris. What? That's not a chiyuv netila as much. That's straight in the kiyus. I'll call upon him in the chanami, though. According to the Rosh, is there a chiyuv netila? Makom chos. I don't know about shoes. Makom chusus beguf. I don't know if shoes is automatically on that level of makom metunaf that it would require the takanas chazal according to the Rosh of washing your hands before davening. I'm not sure. I'd have to check it out. Akaponim, he says, wait, let's finish the thought. So he says, anyway, with Pratim HaYetzarach in the cover base, Natila Rishona, when you're washing Negavas, you probably have an urge to go to the bathroom anyway. So anyway, I'm going to be making brachas then. Shaz Bavadi in the Rishoy Lavorich. Bachayotam Kosav, the Nocho, this is the best way to do it. Lahamdin Milavorich on the Tila Shadayim Adlacha Shemanaka Atzmo, Ferozele Hispalil. You get up, you wash an angle mass the first thing. You go to the bathroom, you get dressed, you go, you wash your hands again, you go daven, you masad the brachas, whenever you say your brachas ha-shachar, then you say it. I'm the Tulis Hadoyim, Ashiyotzar, then Elokai, Nishamosh, and Asatabi, because we'll see, you're supposed to put that together with Ashiyotzar, then you make Bichsa Torah, then you go daven. The question is, people who get up and are not holding the davening yet. They're going to daven in 2 hours. What should they do? We'll see in a moment. So that's what the Chayyodim says. The closer, you should wait till you're ready to daven, because it's really niskan on davening. Ayin shom tamer. Achar kach matosi b'sefer ma'aser rav, shkein ha'yinoyik ha'grozal, v'ayim b'bir halacha. This long bir halacha deals with these issues. Hold on a second. Okay, yeah, we have to discuss this, I see. Okay, what do you do if you're getting up in the morning and you're going to learn? Here's the problem. Well, I'll tell you the solution. Forget the problem. You're up in the morning, you wash Nagelbass, you enter the bathroom. What do you do now? It depends on your habits. It's a complicated inyan. Long beer, a lot of achrayim, a lot of talk. I have to tell you what to do, I guess. If you're going to go to the bathroom again before davening, if you know yourself, and you usually end up going to the bathroom again before you daven, you get up 5 o'clock, you daven at 7, you're going to be drinking coffee, whatever, and you usually, it's better, you go to the bathroom when you wake up, you'll make Asha Yotzar and Alakai Nitzar and Alakai Nishamosh and Asata be then. You'll make Bichasatara, of course, you're going to learn. Wait till you go to the bathroom again, and then say again, on the Tilas Doyim, Asher Yotzar, and Bichas HaShachar, or whenever if you said Bichas HaShachar before, doesn't matter, because now you're davening Shachris. So it's okay, you're making on the Tilas Doyim and you're davening. If you're not going to go to the bathroom again, then you should make right away in the morning. If you've gone to the bathroom, if you've gotten dressed, you washed your hands again because you got dressed, you make Amatilas Yodoyim, Asher Yotzar, Alakai Neshama, you'll say Bichas HaTorah. It would be somewhat better if you also said Bichas HaShachar. The idea being that Amatilas Yodoyim was Niskan according both to the Rosh and according to the Rashba, as a hakdama to davening. So at least you have this much davening that you're doing, brachas and bichas shachar. If you don't have time for bichas shachar because you're running to make the 5:30 shir, you don't want to come late, I would say it's okay. You have to make bichas Torah anyway, so it's okay just on the tilah shadoyim, asher yotzar, elokein neshama shenosatabi, and bichas Torah. That's enough to say that you're saying on the tilah shadoyim, I'll say there have brachas. Okay, if that sounds simple, baruch Hashem, that's what you should do. Wake up in the morning, nagel. Okay, yeah. What? When? Before davening. I haven't seen that. I mean, the more you say, the merrier. Okay, the more you say, the merrier. So again, if you're going to go to the bathroom again, though, do not say on the Tilah Shadayim, because you're just running into problems according to the Rosh Hashitah, maybe even according to the Rashba. I can't deal with that now. That's not for now. I'll answer your question, but that's not these halachas. Let's say at 6:45, you go to the bathroom. Yes, absolutely. Very good point. I neglected to say it. Thank you. If you're going to be making on the Tilah Shadoyim after your second bathroom, you should be makbid on a kli. Even if normally you're not makbid on a kli after you go to the bathroom, but if you're making on the Tilah Shadoyim, definitely you should be makbid on a kli. What? That's already... Maybe, maybe not. I wouldn't be so fast to say you should be makbid. You know, it's a milo. What? There is no second on the Tilah Shadoyim. If you're going to go to the bathroom again, do not make on the Tilah Shadoyim in the morning at 5:00. Only because you have to be menaki yourself before davening again. So according to the Rosh, and perhaps according to the Rashba, according to the Rosh, really, more so, that's your on the Tilah Shadoyim. What?
Only one.
Oh, you only make one, I mean, unless you would go straight forward with the Rosh. The Rosh holds you make on the Tilah Shadoyim by Shachris, by Mincha, by Meiris. Anytime you menakeh your hands to daven, you make on the Tilah Shadoyim according to the Rosh. We don't paskin like that. Okay, let's go weiter. Mayim apsulim nenetilos yodayim l'se'uda, when the water is possible, meaning it's nasa by malacha or whatever. L'kamen tzim akuf samach, the Mishnah Berurah says, d'haynu mayim sh'neshtanu mareyen ay nasu b'hem malacha or meluchim or sruchim she'in akelav yachol lishtos mehem. But so that's the problem. We're not talking about koach gavra or kli or other technicalities, but we're talking about the water itself. So there, kisherim l'natilu shodayim l'tfila. Mishnah Berurah says, "Mishemachi ruyim l'tfila dekan leitzarach hak b'shem dekiyos ba'alma miuyesh mishomay delo mevarach alayu." But salom ram l'natilu shodayim rak on the kiyos shodayim. But the Mishnah Berurah says, "It's a katan zayin v'achronim echriu teyuchal levarach on the l'natilu shodayim." Okay, we'll stop here. It's ready.